quickly as possible and focus back upon my breathing. I guess the only way they could get through to me was to spell letters in the air with my nose. Abraham says that those wonderful sensations that rippled through my body when I realized that I was spelling words was the joy they felt upon my recognition of our conscious connection. Our communication process evolved rapidly over the next few weeks. The spelling of letters in the air with my nose was a very slow process, but Jerry was so excited about this clear and viable source of information that he would often wake me up in the middle of the night to ask Abraham questions. But then, one night, I felt a very strong sensation moving through my arms, hands, and fingers, and my hand began thumping on Jerry's chest as we lay in bed together watching television. As my hand continued to thump, I felt a very strong impulse to go to my IBM Selectric typewriter, and as I put my fingers on the keyboard, my hands began moving quickly up and down the keys, as if someone was quickly discovering what this typewriter was all about and where the specific letters were placed. And then my hands began to type, every letter, every number, again and again, and then the words began to take form on the paper. I am Abraham. I am your spiritual guide. I am here to work with you. I love you. We will write a book together. We discovered that I could put my hands on the keyboard and then relax, much in the same way that I did during meditation, and that Abraham, who we will now refer to as they from here on in, would then answer questions about anything that Jerry would ask. It was an amazing experience. They were so intelligent, so loving, so available. Any time, day or night, they were there to talk to us about anything that we wanted to discuss. And then, one afternoon, while driving on a Phoenix freeway, I felt a sensation in my mouth, chin, and neck, similar to the familiar feeling of getting ready to yawn. It was a very strong impulse, so strong I couldn't stifle it. We were rounding a corner between two big trucks, and both of them seemed to be crossing the line into our lane at the same time, and I thought for a moment that they were going to drive right over the top of us. And in that very moment, the first words that Abraham spoke through my mouth burst out, "Take the next exit." We exited the freeway and parked in a lot underneath an overpass, and Jerry and Abraham visited for hours. My eyes were closed tightly, and my head moved up and down rhythmically as Abraham answered Jerry's stream of questions. How is it that this wonderful thing has happened to me? At times, as I think about it, I can hardly believe that it's true. It seems like the kind of thing that fairy tales are made of, almost like making a wish as you rub the magic lantern. At other times, it seems like the most natural, logical experience in the world. Sometimes I can barely remember what life was like before Abraham came into our lives. I have, with few exceptions, always been what most would call a happy person. I had a wonderful childhood with no major traumas, and along with two other sisters, I was born to kind and loving parents. As I mentioned, Jerry and I had been blissfully married for about 4 years, and I was, in every sense, living happily ever after. I wouldn't have described myself as someone filled with unanswered questions. In fact, I really wasn't asking many questions at all, and I hadn't formulated any strong opinions about much of anything. Jerry, on the other hand, was filled with passionate questions. He was a voracious reader, always looking for tools and techniques that he could pass along to others to help them live more joyous lives. To this day, I've never known anyone who wants more to help others live successful lives. Abraham has explained that the reason why Jerry and I are the perfect combination for doing this work together is because Jerry's powerful desire summoned Abraham, while my absence of opinions or angst made me a good receiver for the information that Jerry was summoning. Jerry was so enthusiastic, even in his first interactions with Abraham, because he understood the depth of their wisdom and the clarity of their offering. And throughout all these years, his enthusiasm for Abraham's message hasn't waned in the least. No one in the room ever enjoys what Abraham has to say more than Jerry. In the beginning of our interactions with Abraham, we didn't really understand what was happening, and we had no real way of knowing whom Jerry was talking with, but it was still thrilling and amazing and wonderful and weird. It seemed so strange that I was certain that most people I knew wouldn't understand. They probably wouldn't even want to understand. As a result, I made Jerry promise that he would tell no one about our amazing secret. I guess it's now obvious that Jerry didn't keep that promise, but I'm not sorry about that. There's nothing that neither of us would rather do than be in a room filled with people who have things they'd like to discuss with Abraham. What we hear most often from people who meet Abraham through our books, videos, audio series, workshops, or websites is, "Thank you for helping me remember what I've somehow always known." And, "This has helped me tie together all the pieces of truth that I've found along the way. This has helped me make sense of everything." Abraham doesn't seem interested in forecasting our future as a fortune teller might, although I believe they always know what our future holds, but instead they're teachers who guide us from wherever we are to wherever we want to be. They've explained to us that it's not their work to decide what we should want, but it is their work to assist us in achieving whatever we desire. In Abraham's words, "Abraham is not about guiding anyone toward or away from anything. We want you to make all your decisions about your desires. Our only desire for you is that you discover the way to achieve your desires." My favorite thing that I've heard spoken about Abraham came to us from a teenage boy who had just listened to a recording in which Abraham was addressing some questions that teens had been asking. The boy said, "At first, I didn't believe that Esther was really speaking for Abraham, but when I heard the tape and heard Abraham's answers to these questions, I then knew that Abraham was real, because there was no judgment. I don't believe that any person could be so wise, so fair, and without judgment." For me, this journey with Abraham has been more wonderful than I can find words to explain. I adore the sense of well-being I've achieved from what I've learned from them. I love how their gentle guidance always leaves me with a feeling of self-empowerment. I love seeing the lives of so many of our dear friends and new friends improving through the application of what Abraham has taught them. I love these brilliant and loving beings pop into my head whenever I ask, always ready and willing to assist in our understanding of something. As an aside, several years after meeting with Sheila and Theo, Jerry looked up the name Theo in our dictionary. "The meaning of Theo," he joyously announced to me, "is God." How perfect that is! I smile as I reflect back on that wonderful day, which was such an extraordinary turning point for us. There I was, worried about interacting with evil, when I was, in fact, on my way to having a conversation with God. In the early days of our work with Abraham, our audiences wanted us to explain our relationship with Abraham. How did our meeting occur? How do you maintain your relationship? Why did they choose you? What is it like to be the speaker of such profound wisdom? So Jerry and I would spend a few minutes at the beginning of every speaking engagement or radio or television interview trying our best to satisfy those questions. But I always felt impatient with that part of our presentation. I just wanted to relax and allow Abraham's consciousness to begin flowing and to get on with what Jerry and I felt was the true reason we were standing there to begin with. This morning, Abraham said to me, "Esther, we are aware of the questions that are radiating from the mass consciousness of your planet, and here, through you, we will joyously offer the answers. Relax and enjoy the delicious unfolding of this book." So I'm going to relax here and allow Abraham to immediately begin writing this book to you. I imagine that they will explain to you from their perspective who they are, but more important, I believe that they will help you come to understand who you are. It is my desire that your meeting with Abraham will be as meaningful for you as it continues to be for us. With love, Esther. Part 1. Things that we know, things that we may have forgotten, which are important for you to remember. Chapter 1. The Power of Feeling Good Now. We are called Abraham, and we are speaking to you from the non-physical dimension. Of course, you must understand that you also have come forth from the non-physical dimension, so we are not so different from one another. Your physical world has come forth from the projection of the non-physical. In fact, you and your physical world are extensions of the non-physical source energy. In this non-physical realm, we do not use words, for we do not require language. We also do not have tongues with which to speak or ears with which to hear, although we do communicate perfectly with one another. Our non-physical language is one of vibration, and our non-physical communities or families are those of intention. In other words, we radiate that which we are, vibrationally, and others of like intent assemble. That is also true of your physical world, although most of you have forgotten that this is so. Abraham is a family of non-physical beings naturally assembled by our powerful intention to remind you, our physical extensions, of the laws of the universe that govern all things. It is our intention to help you remember that you are extensions of source energy, that you are blessed, loved beings, and that you have come forth into this physical time-space reality to joyously create. All who are physically focused have non-physical counterparts. There is no exception to that. All who are physically focused have access to the broader perspective of that which is non-physical. There is no exception to that. But most physical beings have become so distracted by the physical nature of your planet that you have developed strong patterns of resistance that thwart your clear connection to your own source. It is our intention to help those who are asking to remember that connection. While all physical humans have access to clear communication from the non-physical, most are not consciously aware of it, and often, even when you are aware that it is possible, you hold habits of thought that act as resistance, hindering your ability to consciously interact. However, on occasion, a clear channel of communication opens and we are able to convey our understanding, vibrationally, to someone who can clearly receive it and translate it. And that is what is happening here through Esther. We offer our knowing, vibrationally, in a way that is similar to what you understand as radio signals, and Esther receives those vibrations and translates them into the physical word equivalent. There are not, however, adequate physical words to convey our satisfaction and joy in being able to offer our knowing to you in this way at this time. It is our powerful desire that you be pleased with where you are right now, in this moment, no matter where you are. We understand how strange these words must sound to you if you are standing in a place that seems far from where you want to be. But it is our absolute promise to you that when you understand the power of feeling good now, no matter what, you will hold the key to the achievement of any state of being, any state of health, any state of wealth, or any state of anything that you desire. These pages are specifically written to give you a better understanding of yourself and of everyone else around you, and you may find some of that helpful, but words really do not teach. Your true knowledge comes from your own life experience, and while you will be a constant gatherer of experience and knowledge, your life is not only about that. It is about fulfillment, satisfaction, and joy. Your life is about the continuing expression of who you truly are. You only hear what you are ready to hear. We are talking to you at many levels of your awareness, all at the same time, but you will only receive whatever you are now ready to receive. Everyone will not get the same thing from this book, but every reading of this book will net you something more. This is a book that will be read many times by those who understand its power. It is a book that will help physical beings understand their relationship to God and to all that they really are. This is a book that will help you understand who you really are, who you have been, where you are going, and all that you continue to be. This book will help you understand that you never, ever get it done. It will help you understand your relationship with your history and with your future, but most important, it will awaken within you your awareness of the potency of your powerful now. You will learn how you are the creator of your own experience and why all of your power is in your now. And ultimately, this book will lead you to an understanding of your emotional guidance system and to an understanding of your vibrational set point. Here you will find a series of processes that will assist you in reconnecting with the non-physical part of yourself, processes that will help you in turn achieving anything you desire. And as you apply these processes, and as your memory awakens to the powerful laws of the universe, your naturally joyful zest for life will return. Chapter 2. We are keeping our promise to you. We are reminding you of who you are. Do you know what you want? Do you know that you are the creator of your own experience? Are you enjoying the evolution of your desire? Do you feel the freshness of a new desire pulsing within you? If you are among the rare humans who answered, "Yes, I'm enjoying the evolution of my desire. I feel wonderful as I stand in this place where many things that I desire have not yet come to me," then you understand who you are and what this physical life experience is really all about. But if you are, as most humans are, feeling unhappy about your unfulfilled desires, if you have a desire for more money but you find yourself in a continual state of shortage, if you are not satisfied with your job situation but you feel stuck and cannot see any way of improving it, if your relationships are not satisfying, or if the dream relationship that you have desired for as long as you can remember continues to be just out of reach, if your body does not feel or look the way you would like, then there are some very important and rather easy to understand things that we would like to convey to you here. We would like to give you this information because we want you to find your way to all things that you desire, but that is really only a small part of our reason, for we understand that even when you have achieved everything on your current list of things that you desire, there will be another list, even longer and more expansive, to take its place. So, this book is not being written to assist you in getting everything you want checked off your list, for we understand the impossible nature of that endeavor. We write this book to reawaken within you your memory of the power and inevitable success that pulses through the core of that which you really are. We write this book to assist you in returning to your place of optimism, positive expectation, and expanding joy, and to remind you that there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. We write this book because we promised you we would, and now, as you hold this book in your hands, you are completing a promise you made as well. You said, "I will live in joy." You said, "I will go forth into the non-physical time-space reality among other beings, and I will assume an identity with a clear and specific perspective. I will learn to see myself from that point of view, and I will enjoy being seen as that point of view." You said, "I will observe what surrounds me, and my response to what I observe will cause my own valuable personal preferences to be born." You said, "I will know the value of my preferences. I will know the value of my perspective." And then you said, and this is the most important part of all, "I will always feel the power and value of my own personal perspective, for the non-physical energy that creates worlds will flow through my decisions, my intentions, and my every thought, for the creation of that which I set into motion from my perspective." You knew then, before your physical birth, that you were source energy, specifically focused in this physical body, and you knew that the physical person you would become could never be separated from that which you came from. You understood then your eternal connection to that source energy. You said, "I will love pouring myself into this physical body, into physical time-space reality, for that environment will cause me to focus the powerful energy that is me into something more specific, and in the specifics of that focus, there will be powerful motion forward and joy. We know who you are." So you came forth into this wonderful body remembering the joyous, powerful nature that is you, knowing that you would always remember the splendor of the source from which you came, and knowing that you could never lose your connection to that source. So now, here we are, helping you remember that no matter how you may feel right now, you cannot lose your connection to that source. We are here to help you remember the powerful nature that is you, and to assist you in returning to that confident, joyful, always looking for something else wonderful to turn your attention to person that is you. Since we know who you are, we will easily help you remember who you are. Since you are where you came from, we will easily remind you of where you have come from. Since we know what you desire, we will easily guide you to help yourself to that which you desire. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. We want you to remember that there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have, and we want to assist you in achieving that. But we love where you are right now, even if you do not, because we understand how joyful the journey from where you are to where you want to go will be. We want to help you leave behind any perceptions that you have picked up along your physical trail that are thwarting your joy and power, and we want to help you reactivate the powerful knowing that pulses within the very core of that which you are. So relax and enjoy this easy-paced journey to rediscovering who you really are. It is our desire that by the time you reach the end of this book, you will know yourself as we know you, and you will love yourself as we love you, and that you will be enjoying your life as we are enjoying your life. Chapter 3. You do create your own reality. Not so very long ago, our friends Jerry and Esther were introduced to this phrase, "You are the creator of your own reality." They had discovered the Seth books by Jane Roberts. For them, it was both an exciting prospect and a troubling one, for, like so many of our physical friends, they did desire creative control of their own experience, but they were plagued with some basic questions. Is it really all right for us to choose the reality that we create? And if it is appropriate for us to do so, how do we go about doing it? The basis of your life is absolute freedom. You were born with an innate knowledge that you do create your own reality, and, in fact, that knowledge is so basic within you that when someone attempts to thwart your own creation, you feel an immediate discord within yourself. You were born knowing that you are the creator of your own reality, and although that desire to do so pulsed within you in a powerful way, when you began to integrate into your society, you began to accept much of the same pictures that others held of the way your life should unfold. But still, within you today lives the knowledge that you are the creator of your own life experience. That absolute freedom exists as the basis of your true experience, and that ultimately the creation of your life experience is absolutely and only up to you. You have never enjoyed someone else telling you what to do. You have never enjoyed being dissuaded from your own powerful impulses, but over time, with enough pressure from those who surrounded you, who seemed convinced that their practiced way was more valid than your way, and therefore ultimately better, you gradually began to release your determination to guide your own life. You often found it easier just to adapt to their ideas of what was best for you, rather than trying to figure it out for yourself. But in all this adapting to your society's attempts to make you fit in, and in your own attempt to find less trouble, you have unwittingly relinquished your most basic foundation, your total and absolute freedom to create. You have not given up this freedom easily, however, and, in fact, you can never truly release it, for it exists as the most basic tenet of your very being. Still, in your attempt to release it for the sake of getting along, or in your hopeless resignation that you have no other choice than to give up your powerful right to choose, you have gone crossways to your natural current and contrary to your very soul. No one else can create in your experience. This book is about your realignment with source energy. It is about your reawakening to the clarity, goodness, and power that is really who you are. It is written to assist you in consciously returning to the knowledge that you are free, and you always have been free, and that you always will be free to make your own choices. There is no satisfaction in allowing someone else to attempt to create your reality, In fact, it is not possible for anyone else to create your reality. Once you have realigned with eternal forces and universal laws, and with that which is truly the source of that which you are, then joyous creation beyond physical description awaits you, for you are the creator of your own experience, and there is such satisfaction in intentionally guiding your own life. You are eternal beings in physical form. You are eternal beings who have chosen to participate in this specific physical life experience for many wonderful reasons. And this time-space reality on planet Earth serves as a platform in which you are able to focus your perspective for the purpose of specific creation. You are eternal consciousness, currently in this wonderful physical body, for the thrill and exhilaration of specific focus and creation. The physical being that you define as you stands on the leading edge of thought, while consciousness, which is really your source, pours through you. And in those moments of inexpressible elation, those are the times when you are wide open and truly allowing your source to express through you. Sometimes you are fully allowing the true nature of your being to flow through you, and sometimes you do not allow it to flow. This book is written to help you understand that you have the ability to always allow your true nature to pour through you, and that as you learn to consciously allow your full connection with the you that is your source, your experience will be one of absolute joy. By consciously choosing the direction of your thoughts, you can be in constant connection with source energy, with God, with joy, and with all that you consider to be good. Absolute well-being is the basis of your universe. Well-being is the basis of this universe. Well-being is the basis of all that is. It flows to you and through you. You have only to allow it. Like the air you breathe, you have only to open, relax, and draw it into your being. This book is about consciously allowing your natural connection to the stream of well-being. It is about remembering who you really are so that you can get on with the creation of your life experience in the way you intended before you came forth into this physical body and into this magnificent leading-edge experience, where you fully intended to express your freedom in endless, joyous, co-creative ways. Can you understand how much well-being is flowing to you? Do you understand how much orchestration of circumstances and events on your behalf is available to you? Do you understand how adored you are? Do you understand how the creation of this planet, the creation of this universe, fits together for the perfection of your experience? Do you understand how beloved you are, how blessed you are, how adored you are, and what an integral part of this creative process you are? We want you to. We want you to begin to understand the blessed nature of your being, and we want you to begin to look for the evidence of it, because we are showing it to you in every moment that you will allow yourselves to see it, in the lining up of lovers, money, fulfilling experiences, and beautiful things for you to see, in the lining up of circumstances and events, and in the lining up of amazing co-creative experiences where you are rendezvousing with one another for no other reason than for the fantastically important reason of fulfilling, satisfying, and pleasing yourself and giving yourself joy in the moment. Your motion forward is inevitable. It must be. You cannot help but move forward. But you are not here on a quest to move forward. You are here to experience outrageous joy. That is why you are here. Chapter 4. How can I get there from here? Perhaps the question we hear most often from our physical friends is, why is it taking me so long to get what I want? It is not because you do not want it enough. It's not because you're not intelligent enough. It is not because you're not worthy enough. It is not because fate is against you. It is not because someone else has already won your prize. The reason you have not already gotten what you desire is because you are holding yourself in a vibrational holding pattern that does not match the vibration of your desire. That is the only reason. Ever. And an important thing for you to now understand is that if you will stop and think about it, or, more important, stop and feel about it, you can identify your very discord. So now, the only thing you need to do is gently and gradually